I've asked Karima Gita to again offer some teachings on the practice of zikr, which means remembrance, and also to lead us in the zikr of Anayakan. And I think maybe Karima Gita, it might be better at this point for us to switch chairs so you can have control of this CD player, and you can just move here, and when we're complete, you can just give us a gong when you want to bring us out of the meditation. May I switch chairs with you then, because I need the lower seat. Excuse us, everyone, while we shuffle just a little bit.
Certainly everything that we've been practicing and studying so far is very wonderful preparation for the practice of zikr. So I may be sharing some excerpts that you heard the last time, but as we were discussing, is you can read something many times over and over again, and I find that to be true of the study of the practice of zikr. When I read from the lectures of Lake O'Hara, which are lectures by Piero Murshid Hidayat and Anayat Khan on the practice of the singing zikr of Hazrat Piero Murshid Anayat Khan, I feel like each time I read the same passages, there's something more that unfolds in those simple phrases. So I'll be sharing some of those excerpts again. And as Nuria just shared with us, the word zikr means remembrance. And as Hiram Murshid Hidayat says, it is remembrance of the presence of God while losing oneself in the folds of a sacred experience. It is the remembrance of a divine presence which no expression could ever describe, but which becomes a reality to the extent that one is prepared to forget the self. So the basic zikr practice, just to review again, is the sacred phrase, La El Laha. El Allahu. This means, and this is Hazrat Anayat Khan's interpretation of this sacred phrase. You may sometimes see, if you do research on this, some slightly different interpretations in the English language. They all have a similar meaning, but I understand that these are Hazrat Anayat Khan's words. None exists save God. La ilaha. None exists save God. El Allahu. God alone is. So Piero Murshid Anayat Khan, Hazrat Piero Murshid Anayat Khan, has left us the zikr as a sacred heritage. And being a musician, this zikr comes from an Indian raga. And as Nuria shared in our march, it's April already, in our March meditations on the message, that it comes from the Bhairavi raga. And this particular raga is a raga that can be done any time of the day, because in the Indian raga system, there are ragas for specific times of the day, but this is one raga that can be sung at any time. Now, in March, we did four parts of the zikr, but today we're going to spend our time focusing on the first zikr. And we're giving attention to that zikr, which uses the full phrase La Elaha El Allahu. And this zikr is called the love song. So we might contemplate that as we do this practice, that we are actually singing a song of love to the divine. I also wanted to just make a note about the phrase as well, that some of you may be familiar with also a zikr phrase, La Ilaha Illallahu. And it is very specifically given by Hazrat Inayat Khan as La Ilaha Illallahu, which comes from ancient Persian. And one might also note that the sound L, and just say that with me, L,
L,
and say ill,
yeah.
Ill, that it has a different quality. So we've been talking about Jamal and Jalal, and I think when you say L, you can hear that the sound that's produced, and even in the throat, it's a much softer sound. And we say ill. It's a little bit of that action to it. So one has very much a Jamal expression, and the other much more a Jalal expression. And the emphasis in the zikr is the Jamal. So I want to speak a little bit to myself this day. Thank you. Give a bit more attention to the movements of the zikr. And for those that cannot see the movements that we are making, I will try to describe it in a simple way, but I also ask that do not be too concerned if it is difficult for you to visualize those movements. That as long as you are doing the practice and singing the practice with us, that vibration is there. But I would like to give some time to the movements as a group here, because one of the elements of doing this zikr as a group is that we also come together as one body in the movement of this practice. So the posture is given. You can sit on the floor with your legs crossed, and if you're more comfortable in a chair, it helps to be a little bit forward in your chair. And
I might say usually there's at least a maybe more space between people, so you may want to take a seat on a chair or something to allow more space to be in between, so people aren't bumping each other, huh? So we're going to shuffle just a little bit here. Just be patient, but it may be more comfortable to be, have a little more space around you.
It's important for everyone to also be comfortable in doing this, so
we don't want to bang our heads into each other either.
And I think you can feel the difference for those of you that may be moved from the deep seat of the couch, too, that even just having a little bit of more support and being closer to the edge of the chair, it helps support your upper torso, your upper body. And it's also instructive that we place our hands with our palms open on our knees. Go ahead now.
And you have your hands facing down.
Mm-hmm.
So when you said your palm open, I thought like that.
Yeah, just so you're facing. Your hands are not clenched in any way. They should be relaxed. And it's important to put them on your knees because actually there's a functional aspect to these things. It helps support your upper body as well. And it helps support your body when we do the rotation that accompanies the zikr. So, and it also allows your arms to be relaxed. So your arms should be relaxed too, so you can rotate freely. Now for those that can see, I'm just going to ask that you just observe the motion for a moment. There's a rotation to the zikr that we did in March, and it begins with bowing the head slightly. And again, this is very gentle. One shouldn't force their body into a posture in any way. But we're bowing our head to the left and towards the heart center. So this heart center is a very important part of this practice. And there's a rotation from that heart center that happens in the zikr. And the movement is a very important part of the attunement in this practice. So we begin a rotation from left to right. And you might even imagine that your upper body is like an inverted cone, and the base of your spine is the tip of the cone. And you're going to rotate from there. Maria sometimes gives us the analogy of the top, the spinning top, that we're rotating from that point. You might just do that and feel that, and you're leading that rotation from your heart center, your head back. And it's just a gentle rocking motion. You might feel your weight just shift slightly from the left to the right in the chair or on the floor. It doesn't have to be a really exaggerated motion. Gentle, jamal, beauty and gentleness. Now, the phrase accompanies the rotation in this way. When we're rotating from left to right, we are saying the la, la. And as we come to the right, there's an actual gentle lift of the head. So we're lifting slightly and then saying on the rotation from right to left, El Alaha. We come to the left and we bow the head to the heart again, singing El Allahu. So just to put this together, I'll do the rotation and sing one phrase so you can see that put together. I'll try to sing without the music. La 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 la. Now imagine, when we're saying la, and we've been talking about this today in our practices, about expelling the breath. In the la, we're expelling negative vibrations. It's an exhalation that's happening. La, 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 la. So you might think of that motion from left to right as a sweeping out of the heart This is a call to the divine to come into the temple of our hearts. And we're sweeping out the temple, we're purifying the temple of our heart in preparation for the divine to enter on the law. And as we lift, just slightly when we come to the right, it's like, oh, please come. Please accept my invitation. And then we bow our heads toward the heart again. And please come into my heart. So, La, Elaha, Elahu. So, this is prayer. We're praying and we're making these movements as a motion of prayer. We understand the bowing of the head. We do this in church when we pray. We're humbling ourselves before the divine. When we lift slightly, we're giving praise. We're asking God to come. And then we bow again, humbly. So this is our mudra, our movement of prayer that we do together as a group, with the sacred phrase, some.
Is it all on an exhale? Or just the la?
It's all on an exhale. So it's la, 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 la. And then inhale before you begin again. That rotation. Yes, thank you for that question.
Just like the Lord's Prayer, you're supposed to say that all on an exhale.
Right.
Just to clarify for the people who are at a distance, I've typed this in, but I want to make sure it's accurate. The la is sweeping from left to right.
Yes.
Then when you arrive to the right, the elaha is kind of sweeping right to left around the back side of the cone.
Exactly.
And then the final part, elalahu, you're bowing your head again towards your heart on the left side.
Yes. And Piero Mershit Hidayat also instructs that when we bow our head to the heart on the elalahu, that we think of that almost like a temple bell, that we are striking the temple bell. It's like the hammer of the wooden hammer on the Tibetan bowl. We are striking that and we're producing a vibration from that. It's like striking that bell. When the church, which I've noticed it happening lately, I guess I'm just more attentive to it, but when I hear that bell, I think of the zikr. That bell is to make us remember. That bell is inviting us to come into the temple. So just as we invite the divine to come with us into the temple, not only as individuals in this practice, but as one body, as a group, we are inviting the divine to come into the temple of this heart.
And it's also been described that as we're making this motion, you can consider that you're almost drawing a circle with your crown chakra, and you're drawing a circle of light around yourself. So it'll keep that motion in a circle instead of side to side or up or down. You know, you're just drawing this circle of light and you're connecting the crown to this light of inspiration. And the cone shape is like the receptacle to draw that divine light in, you see.
Of course.
It's a very beautiful visualization. Yeah. Yeah.
And also what I was thinking too is there's a tendency sometimes to want to just rotate the head from the neck. But one might experience, if one does that, that we're cutting off that channel of energy. This is the prana, the channel of prana. As Maria was saying, we're inviting that divine presence to come within. And if we only move from here, we're cutting off our heart. The divine can't come to the heart. So it's very important to allow that movement. It's also much kinder to your body.
Very much so. And one should always remember the divine is always there, of course. That light is always there. But this is to answer Alina's question earlier. It's that intention. Mm-hmm. And so what you're saying is that we're sort of losing the sight of that intention of creating a receptacle for that divine light.
Yes, and also on the law, when we're sweeping up the temple of the heart, we're also purifying. It is a purification, part of the purification practice in the zikr. And we're also part of our negative impressions or negative can sometimes be our own ego. We're wiping away that sense of self-consciousness that we carry with us. Now I want to share this excerpt. And I also just wanted to mention that Nuria and Taj, who's with us today, and Cabrilla, who's with us today, and myself, have done this practice at summer school in Katwijk, Holland, at the Murad Hasil, with Sufi brothers and sisters from around the world. But it's a very beautiful experience when we all begin to move together. And even though you're not watching necessarily everybody doing the zikr, you begin to experience that vibration.
If there are 10 of us, it might be 10 times 10 squared, 100, the synergy.
Exactly.
Yes. So that we increase that capacity.
Yeah.
Yes.
And likewise, moving together the voices
and harmony.
Listening to balance together.
Harmonizing the voices, yes. So one voice is not louder than the other. So a few words from Piero Murshid Hidayat before we begin. It is also the remembrance when we do the zikr. It is also the remembrance of the privilege we are offered in being able to share the reality of that presence with all those with whom we come in contact and who are consciously or unconsciously responsive to our words, thoughts, and feelings. While expressing the divine music of God's presence, inspired by the spirit of guidance, one's innermost wish might be to interpret that music harmoniously so that it resounds as beautifully as possible within one's heart as a sacred message of love, human and divine. Thank you.